Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Harper. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, Laura. Thank you for having me here.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Let's see. I live in the Atlanta area and I live with my husband, my two daughters, one who's going into high school next year, which I'm a little freaked out about because I'm like, how am I old enough to have a high schooler?
Yeah.
I should be going to high school. Did I just graduate? No. That was many years ago.
Yeah, it is okay. I know it's a shocking. I was like, I'm in my 40s now, and I'm like, how did I get into my 40s? Like, how? Like,
it just happens one day. You wake up.
I wake up and I'm like,
your 30s.
And yeah, like I got carded today, and they were like, I was like, when were you born? I was like, the last century. You know, like it should not be fine. It should be fine. So
I'm good. It is all good. Card me anymore.
Yeah, it is all good. I was like, really? And they're like, yeah, we got a card. Yeah, I was like, okay, it's the last century. And you're like, oh, we see a one, we're fine. So
about that,
it is
over 21 now who have been born in the 2000s. That's crazy.
yeah pretty much. Most of them have not experienced 9/11 or Y2K or any other things that were like, you know, I was talking to somebody else and I was like, we had a really good in the 90s. Like we didn't have war, we didn't have recession. Our biggest scandal was like a sex scandal. Like, You know, so it's just kind of like now, like looking back, I'm like, yeah, like it was a good time.
It was the calm before the storm. It was. We didn't know.
It was. So let's talk about books. So we got to talk about the series, the Gilda Harris series. Tell us a little pitch about it. You've been on the show, we talked about the previous book, so I'll link to those books, but just give us a little pitch and why should we read the series.
Well, the series is about the Dollar Princesses, which were real people in history who were born into wealthy families, industrialist families. Generally in New York, but all of the major U.S. cities had them. And to gain status, because they were not inherited wealth families, they were new money families, they married into titles all across Europe, but my series focuses pretty much in England. So those were called cash for class marriages. So they, you know, stepped up in the world in their eyes because they married upward. And so that's what my series is about. It follows the Crenshaw family, two sisters and a brother who are all Americans, and the sisters are being married sort of against their will to these aristocratic men. And the first book in the series, which is The Heiress Gets a Duke, we open and we're seeing the friend of the sisters get married. Her name is Camille, and she's being forced to marry this much older Duke. I think he's like in his 50s. She's 19 at the time. And he's not very nice to her. He's marrying her only for her money. He doesn't think she's good enough for him because he's a Duke. And so through that book and the next two books in the series, you see just she sort of endures this terrible marriage, and she's the cautionary tale for the other heiresses because they don't want to end up married to someone like Camille ends up married to. So spoiler alert, I kill him off in one of the books. So this book that's coming out, The Duchess Takes a Husband, is her book where she finally gets her happily ever after.
So we've been waiting for this is book wine, like I was telling you. It's the book that you have been received plenty of emails saying, where is this book? Because we need this book now.
Yeah, it's the one, she's the one character that on social media and email people will just be like, is she gonna get her book? I really want to see her story.
Yeah, and so Camille is widow, and so she's not in society because English society doesn't let you, you know, doesn't accept these dollar princes, you know.
Okay, so Camille is a dowager duchess, so technically she's accepted, she's invited to all the society events, but she's always on the fringes of these events because she's an American and she doesn't have, you know, the generations of aristocracy behind her. So she's never has felt like she belongs. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a little tough for her.
Yeah. So, but she'll get her happy thereafter. So, which is very exciting. So are you planning to stay in this time period for your next series or you're looking, because I know you wrote some Vikings before. So
I know I love jumping around because I just love the historical research, but no, I definitely, I feel like the Gilded Age and the Victorian era, there's so much there in the history and there are so many good resources. Like we have the newspaper articles, we have diaries, so many books written in the time period that you can literally never run out of content for that time period. Yeah. So I actually sort of introduced the next series in Camille's book. It's three American heiresses, but they're actually illegitimate.
Ooh.
So their, you know, real father is trying to get them out of the way because he is someone very important in New York society. So it's better if he gets them across the pond. So he won't have them, you know, his sort of past mistakes coming up all the time. So they have to marry into the British aristocracy. So it's a little bit of a twist. There's a little bit more scandal involved. And of course, you know, secrets always come out.
Yeah. Oh, we're gonna be fraud. I think it makes a writer have all these secrets. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna have a scandal for this.
I know. I love that. Anyway, the series is called Doves of New York. It'll be out, the first book, in 2024. I just turned it in, so hopefully edits and all that will go okay.
That sounds exciting. I love Victorian Gilded Age because there's a lot of innovation that happens during that time period that we take for granted now. But the other part is that there's like a lot of like women's movements, like, you know, like women's rights and all those different things are so parallel and similar to what we're going through, you know, in 2023. Like there's some parallels that are happening. So exactly. It's kind of like fun to see that and like, oh, history repeats itself, you know.
It really does, you know. I think we forget it's not really that long ago. And in the book, Camille sort of is trying to find herself and who she is because she went from her parents to living with this husband who was like very overbearing. You know, he had a say over her schedule, she couldn't do anything without him saying she could. So now she's a widow, she's coming into her own. And she's deciding she wants to be involved in the women's rights movement that's happening. Yeah. So we do see her sort of exploring that part of herself. And as she does, she comes to terms with the fact that, you know, hey, maybe what she faced was abuse a little bit, emotional abuse. Yeah. So that's part of her journey too. And then, you know, she meets Jacob and of course he's very supportive of her. And as, you know, a lot of, some people reach out and they think my heroes are a little anachronistic because they are feminists. They do encourage their heroines in the story, you know, to participate in the women's rights movement at the time. But, you know, we forget the women who did participate in these movements for real were married. They have supportive husbands. So it wasn't sort of always men against women in these things. And there were women who were against the women's rights movement as well. So
yeah.
Oh, so good. Oh, so exciting. And I'm so excited for the new series. So we've got to talk some book recommendations. Do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up?
Sure. If you like the Gilded Age time period and the Victorian era, I would highly recommend Anna Maria and the Fox by Leona De La Rosa. Mm-hmm. It's a whole series, but the first book just came out, I believe, this month in April.
Yeah.
It's three sisters from Mexico who are sent to England to escape the French occupation of their country. So they're sent there for their safety. So I really love it when historical romance can teach me a little history.
Mm-hmm.
It's well researched. You get a lot about that, the French occupation, which I knew a little bit about, but I didn't really know that much about it. So I just loved being able to get that different perspective, that new information that happened. Another one that's sort of along those lines is A Caribbean Heiress in Paris by Adriana Herrera. I think it's the 1890s,
which
is the Belle Epoque period in France, yeah. If I'm saying that right.
Yeah.
So it was also sort of a gilded era, very extravagant, glamorous time. And it's sort of the end of the 1900s up to World War I, where it was just peaceful and extravagant. Lots of parties and glitz and glamour. So yeah. I love that one. And I believe the second book in that series is coming out. I haven't read it yet, but it's coming out soon. An Island Princess Starts a Scandal. So I'm looking forward to that one too. And another one I would recommend that's not actually fiction. It's called The Glass Castle by Jeanette Walls. And it's been out for a while, but I read that. It's a memoir actually. And I don't read a lot of those, but this one read a lot like fiction and just beautiful writing, her character growth. It's so great. Even if you don't read memoirs, I think you would like that book.
Oh my gosh, I love these recommendations. And I had Anna Maria and the Foxes on my TBR list. And now you just hooked me up with the idea of the French Revolution, the French occupation. Mm-hmm. I was like, I did not know that happened.
I know.
I'm like, oh, it's a history that I did not know. So I'm excited to read it, you know, and learn something more about something that I did not know existed.
Right. I love how historical romance has lately started to branch out a little more. I mean, I love Regencies. Obviously, I grew up reading those, but I love to learn, you know, what else was happening in the world at that time or even later in the Victorian era.
Yeah. So, Harper, tell us where you can find you online.
So my favorite place to be is Instagram, and it's Harper St. George. I'm also on Twitter a little bit and Facebook a little bit. At Harper St. George at both of those. And you can always find me on my website, harperstgeorge.com. And you can subscribe to my newsletter there. I'm a little more active with my newsletter as far as updates go, more than social media.
That sounds good. Thank you, Harper, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me again. I always love to be here.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whatyournextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening and happy reading.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What's Your Next Podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyournextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.